Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. Today we have some news for competitive PlayStation players, so let's go ahead and get into this blog post. Yes, this is another PlayStation Cup. The January Fortnite PlayStation Cup starts on the 14th. Calling all PlayStation players, it's time for another PlayStation Cup. You'll have an opportunity to compete for a share of $107,100 on January 14th through January 15th. Check the in-game compete tab to find when your region's Fortnite PlayStation Cup begins. This PlayStation Cup is not available on the Asia server region, and players in Japan are ineligible to compete. Only eligible players on PS4 or PS5 consoles can participate in the Fortnite PlayStation Cup. The tournament is a solo competition with two rounds. Round 1 is an open competition where you'll have 3 hours to play a maximum of 10 games and earn as many points as you can. Only the top 100 players in each region will advance to round 2. Round 2 consists of 6 total matches. The top performing players in round 2 will earn a prize in each region. See full prizing breakdown below. There's EU, NA East, NA West, and Brazil Fortnite PlayStation Cup prizing. They have Oceania and Middle East Fortnite prizing listed here. And okay, here we go. This is what we want to know. The point format is structured to give a healthy balance of points for eliminations and placement for round 1. In round 2, with a single lobby of players, eliminations are worth 2 points instead of 1. Fortnite PlayStation Cup points format, basically, you know, each elimination in round 1 is 1 point, in round 2 they'll be worth 2 points, and you know, a victory royale will earn you 30 points, you know, and then all the way down to 75th, you know, 51st through 75th is just going to get you 1 point. So again, you know, and even second place is going to get you 25 points. So it's a big deal, you know, getting those placement points. I mean, think about it. If you ended up being 51st and just got 1 point for the round versus even if you ended up in fourth that round and got 20 points, and, you know, you'd have to get 19 eliminations just to make up the rest of the points to take what it would take just for coming in fourth place. So again, I always love these type of scoring formats where eliminations are worth and definitely give you big bonuses if you can get a lot of eliminations, but where your big bulk of your points is coming from is how well you play your actual placement, meaning, you know, you should be rewarded for lasting longer in the match, because that probably means you manage your inventory well, you manage your materials well, you played smartly, you rotated smartly, you know, all that stuff that you would want to see. Alright, so that is that blog post, and that is the news for today. Let's go ahead, take a look at some LTMs that we have going on right now. Zombie Island, Ice Age, Orange versus Blue, FFA, All Guns and Vehicles, Wacky West Prop Hunt, FNCS Solo Final Zone Wars, Tilted Zone Wars XA, FPS Window Wars Tycoon, 500 Levels Default Death Run, Duo Zone Wars 32 Players, and there's a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. Let's see here. Let's look at some quests. Again, we're all cut up. I'm all cut up, I should say, on the season quests. Let me see what I'm trying to remember what other quests that we had for this week. They were all pretty simple. And of course, my page just refreshed here, and now I can't find the Fortnite challenges that we had. Let's see here. Let me pull it up real quick, and we will see what is one that we haven't worked on yet. We claimed an abandoned tent, drive a vehicle through water. Well, that's pretty straightforward, right? You're just going to get a vehicle. Going to Rocky Reels or Chonkers Speedway is going to be a guaranteed bet. You're going to get vehicles if you go to those locations, and they're both not far from water. So that's where I would go. You know, just head to one of those locations and grab a car real quick, and then just head to the nearest river. Okay, so there's that. Let's head on over to the item shop now and see what it is that we have in the item shop today. We have our Boundless set, all our customizable superhero items, but we also have the superhero gear. So you have the hero gear bundle, which has a Phantasmic Pulse, Harvesting Tool, Emoticate, Back Bling, the Hollow Back Bling, Blue Cyclo Emoticon, and the Cupcake Emoticon for 1,400. The Emoticate Back Bling with the Blue Cyclo Emoticon is 400. Then Phantasmic Pulse Harvesting Tool is 1,200. The Hollow Back Bling and the Cupcake Emoticon is 400. Now the Boundless set, all of the characters are 1,800 V-Bucks each. You just choose whichever character model that you decide you want. We also have the Baki outfit with the Moki Back Bling for 1,200. The Renegade outfit for 800. The Extraterrestrial emote for 500. The Capkick emote for 200. The Shanty for a Squad emote for 500. The Waterworks emote for 200. Let's see here. We have the Sandstorm outfit for 1,200. The Scimitar outfit for 1,200. The Emblem Wrap for 500. The Chrono Contrail for 400. The Gut Bomb outfit with the Takeout Backbling for 1,500. Hot House outfit with the TomCom Backbling for 1,500. The Grill Count Harvesting Tool for 800. Rusty Roller Harvesting Tool for 800. And that looks like everything today. So you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop. And some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Okay, let's see here. Our tip of the day. This one came from the Discord as well. This one was from Rave Coral. Okay, so here's what Rave Coral said. This is actually pretty cool because I didn't know this before. So, you know, we were just recently talking about the pine trees. Okay, you can shoot them. You can, hit them and they will fall over. That's one cool thing about the pine tree. One thing I forgot to mention about that as well is that it will fall on, you know, whatever. If there's an enemy nearby, it will fall towards the nearest enemy and potentially hit them. So that's a cool thing as well. The other cool thing that Rave Coral mentioned is that you can set the pine trees on fire, and that as they roll, they will set everything else on fire in their path. That is pretty cool as well, because that means you could do a whole lot of damage, get a whole lot of things on fire really fast. And especially if you're in a third-party situation where you can like set a pine tree on fire and send it toward the enemies who are in the middle of a build battle, that is going to keep you safe and farther away from the fight. Well, making that fight tougher for them and potentially knocking them down, maybe getting some easy eliminations just from the fall damage. So take advantage of the fact that you can be spreading, you know, fire like wild. And yeah, that's going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.